Health systems usually focus on treating diseases at the doctor's office to get people well. But in recent years, billions of private and public health dollars have been funneled toward programs to meet people's social needs, like food and housing, before they get sick. It sounds like a great idea, but new research on these social needs programs shows the results so far are mixed at best. WHYY reporter Sojourner Ahebe has this look. Her story is part of WHYY's partnership with NPR and Kaiser Health News.
The emergency room at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia was like a second home for Rita Stewart.
I had the flu, I had pneumonia, but I'm a baby. Anything that happens to me, if I fall and scratch or scrape a leg, I'm going to the hospital.
But Rita, who is 53, is managing serious illness too. Depression, HIV, and a heart condition. And for many years, she used drugs, her income was unstable, and she bounced between friends' homes and drug recovery houses. The hospital became a go-to for a sense of stability and personal space. She got her own room and special care from doctors. Last summer, when Rita was staying in another recovery home, she got a call from a program called Housing Smart.
I said, what? Housing people are on the phone for you about a place. It wasn't nothing but God.
This is a program that partners with Temple University Hospital and identifies patients like Rita who have unstable housing and make lots of avoidable trips to the emergency room. Last year, the program offered housing to 25 patients. The hope was that the stable housing would help improve their overall health and lower their hospital costs. Rita moved into her one-bedroom apartment in July of last year. She says she's feeling healthier, supported, and is taking better care of herself.
It feels really good just to be able to breathe again, to have that ultimate privacy in that space, you know, again, and my peace of mind.
And Rita has not been back to the ER. Among the 25 patients in Temple Hospital's Housing Smart program, emergency room visits have dropped dramatically, by 75%. This kind of program pushes doctors to think about health in a broader way. Jaya Isola leads the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Health Equity Advancement. She says doctors are not usually trained to consider how economic and racial factors contribute to housing problems and chronic disease.
Perhaps they are Black and they've been discriminated in the housing sector because of redlining. By the time you're seeing them at your clinic with this social risk and social need, there's a myriad of social systems that have acted in concert with each other to set the stage for this person to be more at risk and have a disadvantage than another person. And the question is, when we ignore that, what happens?
But new studies on the impact of these kinds of programs present a mixed picture. For instance, health researchers at the University of Pennsylvania gave out free rides to some of the poorest patients at its health clinics. But Krista Shayashadi, who led the study, says the free transport didn't end up reducing no-show rates.
You know, when you just offer transportation, it really makes a huge assumption that that's the only thing that they need to really get out of poverty or be able to access care. But in reality, there's actually so many other dimensions. And any given day or any given week, one of those dimensions may matter more than the other.
That's been true for Rita Stewart. It's not just the apartment that's made the difference, but all the additional wraparound services.
They pick you up for your rides, for your appointments. You know, you can't get it no better than that, honey. We're more like a family.
Among the programs designed to tackle social needs, that kind of full-circle support is rare. And when it happens, it's expensive. In Philadelphia, Housing Smart costs $28,000 per year for each person. Researcher Jaya Isola says that investment may be worth it if it's done well.
If you don't solve the root causes, we will always continue to invest short-term dollars in an unending cycle of remediating and navigating the current systems that are all broken.
Skeptics and supporters of these programs say the health outcomes need to be monitored over years to truly know if these interventions outside the doctor's office can help improve health and lower costs. Sojourner Ahebe, WHYY News.
The story comes from WHYY's partnership with NPR and Kaiser Health News. More on the research about these programs is available at WHYY.org.